Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
How are you feeling this morning? It's K-Rock. We are a Klein Alley show. As always, you can find us here on K-Rock at 106.7. There's a podcast that goes with the show. And for the time being, it's a limited release. You can enjoy us live streaming on YouTube and Twitch.
I know that there's a lot to talk about this morning with the new president and the local election, etc. But I wanted to bring another possibly equally important cause to the case, to the people.
Go ahead.
And that is the question of instruction manuals. Do we still need them or not? Have they become completely useless, or do you still rely on a manual when you are trying to build or put together anything? I know that as a people, we have become a nation of ADD patients.
Yep.
We don't really have the attention span to follow anything, especially if an instruction manual is more than like three steps. I think we're just kind of out. But I have put together many things over the past month, and some of them high, some of them sober. I think that instruction manuals have gotten so bad to the point where if I don't have a corresponding video, I give up completely or just try and figure it out on my own.
I will also attempt to find a YouTube video that has someone else
demonstrating all the steps, right? Somebody who read the manual and followed it and was able to successfully complete the project.
Or better yet, someone that says, look, they're going to tell you to do steps 1 through 47, but really all you got to do is these two steps and this one at the end.
Well, that's the problem.
What are you building, Klein? I could see Allie building a bunch of stuff. I don't see you building anything,
I've attempted
man.
To build, all of them unsuccessfully, but I've attempted to build recently a bicycle. I've attempted to build a doll.
Bicycle? That's like so basic.
No.
You definitely don't need a manual to build a bike.
There's like, two wheels.
It's two wheels.
There's handlebars. There's a bell.
Oh my God. You don't know where the handlebars go?
Where's the bell go?
There's decals. You got to put the stickers on the part of it.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it didn't turn out well. Got that wrong.
But I would imagine somebody like you would open a manual and then go,
well,
I can figure this out. You know, sometimes you can lay all the parts out and be like, all right, I'm not an idiot. I know this part goes in this part. I just don't know necessarily what order, but it's like a little fun puzzle for you to put together.
But I don't say I'm not an idiot. I know going into it I'm an idiot. And whoever draws the stupid pictures that go in the manuals, they should all
whoever
be shot.
Whoever does that sucks.
Because they're not doing it in a way to make things easy. You got to like hold it upside down or turn it sideways. It doesn't even look like the stuff. I mean,
I hate when the screws, like, you know, in box number one and in step number four look like the same screws,
yes.
But they're not. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? Make one longer in the drawing.
Exactly. Right.
Or make one blue. There's a million ways to make this an easier
simpler
process.
And then even the arrows going from the screw to the hole are not like, it's confusing.
These people must sit around in whatever manual shop they all work in and just like laugh and be like, hold on, let me add an arrow. This will really F them up.
I'm just going to make the screw drawing really tiny.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that. And let's just go ahead and put this in a, and then just put some random, sometimes they just do like random like squiggle lines. And I'm like, is that screwing?
Yes.
Is that twisting?
Dude, a recent project I did, it had some real, really detailed squiggle lines.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this hieroglyph? Like just do like Wayfair and IKEA. It's like, here's piece A. Here's piece B.
I like it when they really dumb it
and
down.
And I'll put stickers all over the piece of furniture to let you know this is piece number A.
That's how you can tell you've got good high-quality furniture place if there's stickers of alphabets all over it as you're sitting on it.
But I think the other problem is that all of the manual writers were guilted into all the safety crap
that
they
legal
have to
stuff.
Say.
They got to do
so
all
then
that.
There's like pages of safety crap. And then there's even like, before you start putting all this together, wash your hands, turn off the power, do this, do that. And you're like, oh my God, just get to the point. What do I have to actually do?
Nothing makes me happier than the steps that are fully skippable. Like when they say, and now here's how you can secure it to the wall for an earthquake.
I know. Like, those like brackets. I'm like, let's throw these brackets away.
Oh, these could save your life. All right. Well, trash.
If we could just trim the fat a little bit.
Yeah.
And just make the pictures better. And even the terminology they use, they're like, and then insert this into, it's like they use the terminology that a contractor would use. And I'm like, I am not a contractor. Just say the big piece into the small piece.
They have to really
the one with the funny hole and the other one with the funny
hole. But do you really not use the manual at all? Like, for me, I'm a manual guy. I have to use it. I have to go back to it or whatever, because there's nothing more frustrating than doing something and having to go back a step and unscrew something. I want to make sure I don't go through that frustration, because I've done that time and time again. So
I had to construct a fan and then deconstruct the entire thing because I missed a crucial step.
You waste so much time.
Yes, and then at the end, I realized there was a video. That pointed out a bunch of things that I had actually missed. I had so many screws left over, but the fan's working.
See, everyone's got to have a guy like Omar in their life where they just call to ask a couple of like questions and hope that the person like Omar will go, you know what, it's just easier. Let me just come over and bring my drill and do it. Because
it's especially like a ceiling fan. I've done that. I mean, probably 20 times. I've installed 20 different fans, so I could do that with no problem.
Right, but regardless, you sit down and have a read of the manual.
Once over.
You'll read the entire manual.
Mine are sealed. I don't even open them at this point.
Oh, my God.
Completely sealed. Send them right on back. Right back to the manual makers. We take a quick break. We're back in a second. We got a couple we're going to meet. They are apparently at the brink of breakup, and you will decide, do they stay together or break up forever? Petty Claims Court. Officially, this is your summons. You'll be on jury duty with us, and we'll...
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.